Nolte, Oliver Stone says fact-checkers blocked release of JFK assassination doc. By John Nolte on February 10, 2021. According to three-time Oscar winner Oliver Stone, America's fascist fact-checkers are blocking the release of his new documentary about the assassination of John Kennedy. The far-left Variety does this thing where they have celebrities interview one another. The latest involved two Oscar-winning directors, Spike Lee and Stone. During their chat, Stone said he has a four-hour documentary about the 1963 assassination all ready to go, but fascist fact-checkers are blocking its release. Spike Lee, what's the status of JFK documentary? Oliver Stone, well, the 4 hours that we did is very powerful. It's based on the facts that came out of the Sick movie. The movie kicked off the Assassination Records Review Board for 5 years. They were not empowered to investigate, but they were empowered to clarify. And they did the best they could with these limitations. The facts that they presented, we go into. It makes the case harder, tighter. It's about real facts that are shocking to people. Lee, so you can't find a home for this doc? Stone, not yet. It's not for the American side of it. Cannes invited us for July, or June, of this year. Lee, Netflix said no? Stone, yeah. Today I just got the word that National Geographic said no. Lee, what was the reason they said no? Stone, they said they did their fact check. Yeah. Where are you going to find this information except in this film? If they do a fact check, according to conventional sources, of course it'll come out like this is not true. How can you go and prove that it's true? It's very tough. You have to have some imagination here. Is an Oliver Stone documentary really going to be blacklisted in the United States of America? Looks like it. How un-American is that? I would watch that 4-hour Oliver Stone documentary in a heartbeat. Yep, I would stop writing right now and go watch it if it was available. And I would not believe a word of it. Not a single word. But in the same way I did not believe a word of Stone's JFK, 1991, which happens to be one of my all-time favorite movies, I still want to see it. I still want to see it released. I still want to have Oliver Stone's unfiltered voice and ideas and opinions out there, even though I disagree with almost all of them. What it looks like, though, is that these megacorporations are now going to hide behind fact-checkers to blacklist outsiders like Stone and his ideas. Not only is it morally wrong to blacklist Stone, it's bad for our country and culture. Having lived through Stone's JFK era, that period in the early 90s when the movie hit the culture like a nuclear explosion, I can tell you that JFK did this country an enormous amount of good. You might respond to that with, "What? The movie was all nonsense and lies and wacko conspiracy theories. How can spreading that kind of garbage around be good for our culture?" Well, JFK was good for our culture because it forced our culture, at long last, to confront these long-held conspiracy theories that had been simmering out there. JFK is the perfect example of why blacklisting speech is not the answer. The answer is always more speech. Even though JFK would be blacklisted today by these fascist fact-checkers, because America was still America in 1991, Stone was instead allowed to have his say with a big-budget studio movie that should have won all the Oscars. This is how free speech is supposed to work, because what happened next was the greatest thing ever. Oliver Stone's free speech was met with, guess what? More free speech. Oh, and gather around children, so I can tell you how glorious America once was. And this more free speech resulted in a very, very, very healthy national debate that, at least for me, ended up proving once and for all that Lee Harvey Oswald was Kennedy's sole assassin and a full-blown communist. JFK's assassination was no right-wing hit. No mafia hit. The CIA, homosexuals, and the military were not involved. Stone's movie was and is pure fantasy. But had Stone not been allowed to have his say, I would not have learned all kinds of facts, and the case would not have been relitigated, and the power of computers would not have been utilized to prove Oswald worked alone. It was an extraordinarily healthy debate for our country. A clarifying and open one, and no one could argue they were being silenced and that this silencing proved they were right. Instead, JFK conspiracy theorists were allowed to have their say and make their case. But instead of being met with shame campaigns and blacklisting, instead of being accused of being un-American and dangerous, We all heard their side of it, and then they were rebutted. That's how America is supposed to work. That's how America used to work. I miss that America. It was a much, much better America. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.